The rains fall, the water rises, and a river wants to move, so humans build.
It probably cost you $10,000 or $12,000 to build a good levee, and then if it don't hold, you'd have lost that money too.
John Hines knows the cost of building a 6-foot levee that might protect his Yazoo City grocery store from the rising and moving Mississippi River. When a river wants to move, the costs of containing it rise like a flood. What the Mississippi River wants to do and what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is determined to prevent. How many dozers, dump trucks, and tons of concrete does it take to fool Mother Nature? Big riddle on the Big Muddy. It's no joke. At the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of an argument, a million-acre, billion-dollar argument between the Army Corps of Engineers and the Mississippi River, quite literally, on this Wednesday, May 11th. Celeste is out this morning. Right at the top of the headlines, the overflowing Mississippi River rolling into the Louisiana Delta. And Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the worst is yet to come.
Based on their inundation maps, you're looking at roughly 3 million acres in Louisiana that will be impacted, that will be underwater.
The Army Corps of Engineers is deciding whether to open a spillway near Baton Rouge today that would take pressure off the city, but it would also flood other populated areas. The damage covers a wide area of the state of Mississippi as well, from Vicksburg.
I'm seeing water. That's all I see is water, just about. I mean, it's bad.
To Yazoo City, Mississippi.
It is what it is, and ain't a daggum thing we can do about it.
The river is expected to crest in the Mississippi Delta over the next few days, and disaster officials say the flooding, when it's all said and done, could end up costing billions of dollars. The raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan appears to be an intelligence bonanza. U.S. officials say a CIA task force working around the clock analyzing the trove of information is coming up with usable intelligence at least once an hour. That includes leads on everything from other terrorist leaders to how bin Laden communicated with the rest of al-Qaeda's functionaries around the world. More than a week after the raid, President Obama's approval rating is at its highest point in 2 years. A new Associated Press poll finds 60% of Americans now approve of the job the president is doing. White House aides say President Obama is preparing a fresh outreach to the Muslim world in the coming days. He's expected to give a speech where he'll say bin Laden's death, paired with the uprisings in the Arab world, show it is time to reject Islamic militancy and the jihadist message. This morning, the head of al-Qaeda in Yemen says bin Laden's death doesn't change anything. The president was doing a different kind of outreach yesterday. He was in El Paso, Texas, talking immigration reform. He says he's done his part by beefing up security along the border. It's now up to Republicans to join him in overhauling the immigration system.
We should make it easier for the best and the brightest to not only stay here, but also to start businesses and create jobs here.
Just after the president's speech, a federal judge blocked a Utah immigration law. The judge said it was too similar to Arizona's controversial law that appears headed for the Supreme Court. That law, you'll recall, allows and requires police to actually interrogate people about their immigration papers when they're stopped for other crimes. Federal appeals court has ordered the Department of Veterans Affairs to overhaul its mental health care program. The judge cited what he called unchecked incompetence at the VA's handling of mental health claims, including those for post-traumatic stress disorder. Toyota says its first quarter profits are down 77%, mostly due to production disruptions after the earthquake. And China says its inflation cooled to just over 5% in April. Also, Disney missed its estimated earnings targets yesterday, and that's affected markets all over the world. Asian markets mixed, European indices up, futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,760, the S&P at 1,357, and the NASDAQ at 2,871. Coming up this morning, growing up as the only child of movie star Cary Grant. Glamorous?
Really, I didn't know he was an actor for quite a while.
It's the voice of Jennifer Grant. She talks with us about the man we knew so well in the movies. She joins us later this hour. In a few minutes, more of the latest from the cresting waters along the Mississippi River. We try to contain it and change its course, but the Mississippi wants to do what it wants to do. What's your report along the floodwaters? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.